Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Here we go, Kid Nation. It's time to play round one of Beat the Bank. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take call number 13 to step inside the bank vault and possibly win up to $1,000.
All right. Finally
had a $1,000 winner yesterday. Thanks to fake Al Mack.
Was that the first one?
That was the first one this round. Yeah, we've had them in the past, but this...
Oh, cool.
Since Beat the Bank has come back, that was the first $1,000 winner yesterday. We're getting some funny first kiss text messages from you, Kid Nation.
Oh, okay.
Here's a few. Everyone showed up for my first kiss in middle school too, JC, and now we're married, LOL. So I guess that happens in other middle schools. I think I might have you all beat. My first kiss was at the ripe old age of 22 and on the kiss cam at the Wichita Thunder hockey game.
Oh, wow.
Gosh, I've always wanted to be on that.
I got to be in one. At a basketball game, my wife and I.
Kiss cam?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was great. We went full in.
Exhibitionist.
Because you got to plan it out before you get on the kiss cam, just
always.
In case.
I always, every time I go to a game, no matter whether I'm with a girlfriend or a group of people, I always think about what I'd do.
Yeah, have something ready.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Because you got to think about something funny. You got to think about what you're going
to
do.
Kelly, my wife and I talked, Kinsey and I talked about it before. We went to the basketball game. Every time we go to a sporting event, we said, hey, if the kiss cam hits us, we're going full makeout.
Huh.
Nobody wants to see full make out.
No,
that's not my plan.
That wouldn't be my plan.
No, I would just do it. I'm not going to be that person that doesn't do it because that's just a poor
My new goal is to be on the It's Raining Tacos. They do it at the hockey game give in a certain period, they give away free tacos if the team scores.
Oh.
So they put it up on the big screen and it's raining little digital tacos.
Okay.
And then people stand up and you kind of like move your mouth around and you look ridiculous, but I want to be on the taco one. Like I'm munching on tacos.
Oh.
I'll let you guys know if I ever get on that.
Yeah, well, yeah, please do.
We can see it.
And we got this one. Yeah, so my first kiss was the worst. Best girlfriend at the time thought I was gay because I had never kissed anyone going into 12th grade. She said, kiss me or you're gay in front of my friends. So I had to kiss her. My first kiss was peer pressure. It was awkward.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't even a girl. It was a friend that was a girl and was calling him out. Poor guy.
And typically the first kiss is awkward because you're both
probably
tilting your heads to the right. So that's good. But
yeah.
You don't want to over open your mouth. Like, you know, whether it's, yeah. Yeah,
like Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber.
That most people have braces. My lip got snagged and cut.
Ow.
And I was bleeding on braces.
Yeah,
a lot of the braces are impossible.
Yeah.
So you have to start kind of with closed mouth, I think, and then kind of feel each other out.
Thank you, kissing expert.
Well, you know I am the best kisser on the show.
No, that's who says proven. That?
You
who
anointed said? Yourself
you
that. Thought,
well, you know, it's a fact.
How is that a fact?
Best kisser on the show.
It's dude. Impossible to prove who the best kisser on the show is.
No, it's not.
Unless
Al
we
determined it by kissing his own hand.
Yeah.
Don't. Nobody wants to see that. It's so gross.
Oh, man.
Would you be able to count how many people you've kissed?
No.
I doubt
it. Who can do that?
Yeah.
Well, I probably could.
What adult?
Like if you met your husband or wife early on.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, no, I couldn't.
I probably could. I don't do the whole, like, just make out with random, you know, a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't one of those, you know.
Well,
if any time it was kissing for me, it was someone I was seeing closely.
Yeah.
Not me.
How many guys have you kissed, Kelly?
I don't know. I have no way of knowing.
So last night, Kobe Bryant played his final game in the NBA.
Wow.
And it was one of his best ever. He scored 60 points on a career-high 50 shots to pull off a huge comeback win over the Utah Jazz.
So do people just let him shoot because they feel like, okay, we're going to let him go
sounds
out?
Like
if you
scored,
maybe
I
a
read
little
that
bit.
That was like a record, the highest score
this
for
season.
Anybody on the last, no, on their last game.
Oh, on their last game,
that
yeah,
and
yeah.
this season.
So,
he's scored 60 before. I mean, LeBron scored.
But for the last game.
Yeah,
so
last
I'm
game.
Saying, did they leave him alone and let him
that.
Have some space?
Watching the game, no. And if you ever watch him play, he likes to shoot.
I would say,
contesting him.
If I were playing again, if I were a basketball player playing against Kobe on his last game,
you'd let him take
it. I'd let him have a couple of shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they went a little. It didn't look like they were taking
respect.
It easy on him.
Yeah. I mean,
well,
it's
especially if there was no, you know, the game wasn't for anything.
Yeah. Right, he's a legend.
He is a legend. And the Lakers came back from 15 points down to win 101-96. And after the game, he spoke to the crowd.
Man. Guys, you know, it's, I can't believe how fast 20 years went by. I mean, this is crazy. You know, I grew up a diehard, I mean, a diehard Laker fan. Diehard. So to be drafted and then traded to this organization and to spend 20 years here, I mean, you can't write something better than this.
He really did have a movie-like ending to his career. Because even Michael Jordan did not get to finish his career with the team that he started with.
Yeah.
You know, Kobe Bryant.
Maybe a movie about that.
From 18 years old all the way to 37, he played with the L.A. Lakers. Lamar Odom was heard from publicly for the first time during Kobe's last game as a part of a tribute video.
Bean, what's up? It's your little brother, L.O. Just want to tell you I love you. You had a great career. Proud to say that I was right there with you. Carpe diem.
Carpe diem.
It's good to hear him speak.
Yeah. He's speaking all right. And you know what, Kelly? I don't think they took it easy on Kobe because the Jazz were in the hunt for a playoff spot. They were working for. So I think he just went off. He saved all his energy all season for this game, I guess.
Yeah, I would.
And then there was another game in the NBA last night that was
history.
Historical, yeah. The Golden State Warriors cruised to an easy win against the Grizzlies last night. 73rd win on one season. Kelly, now I know you're like, what's up with that? A team that gets 50 wins, that's pretty good. You know, that's usually you want to get around 50, but they got 73 wins. That's an NBA record. Beat Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls, who won 72-10 in the 95-96 season.
Like there's
final seconds here at Oracle Arena. It's official number 73. The greatest regular season in NBA history now belongs to the 2016 Golden State Warriors.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Just like that.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Tupac, Eminem, Jay-Z, Biggie. None of them have a butt like my girl.
I would hope they wouldn't have a butt like Iggy.
1 hour. She'll be right here. Or so. In 1 hour-ish.
Ish.
Ish.
Yeah.
We're big into ish around here.
Yeah.
Hour-ish.
Yeah, an hour-ish.
Probably over an hour. But she'll be here in the studio with us.
Got it.
You guys nervous to talk to Iggy Azalea?
No. Why? Are you?
No, but she seems like she's very serious.
No, I think she seems fun and chill.
Okay.
I think she's chill.
You think she's going to be chill?
I love the way she's looking. I love her style.
Yeah.
She looks beautiful. I've seen other radio stations have been interviewing her. She's on a little radio tour.
Yeah.
She's not rapping today. We're just talking.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit disappointed. I would love to see her.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is. No argument there.
I remember when she came out, she was a black girl when I first heard her. And then when you find out she's a white girl from Australia.
You had mad respect.
I had mad respect, yo. I don't think we've ever had an Australian rapper before. That has hit it so big.
No.
Maybe she could fill us in on the other famous Australian rappers.
Yeah, maybe there's an Eminem out there in
maybe
Australia
there
we don't
is.
Know about.
Maybe Olivia Newton-John is a rapper only in Australia.
Yeah.
And we just haven't gotten to sample that yet.
All right, let's meet our contestant for Beat the Bank. Hannah, how are you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing wonderful.
Great. Are you just getting off work?
I am getting off work.
Oh, man. You get the night shift, huh?
Yeah, 6 to 6.
Woo! And then when do you sleep? Do you sleep till like 5 in the afternoon or something?
Usually about 2 or 3.
Man.
All your friends, though, they're probably on completely opposite schedules, so you don't get to see any of them unless it's your day off, correct?
Correct. Even my husband.
Oh, my gosh.
Schedule.
And then do you have to switch the schedule and do regular hours, or are you on this for a while?
On my days off, I switch back to regular human normal schedule.
Oh, man, how confusing.
Yeah, you have it
tough. Or you get to see daylight.
Yeah, right?
When do you eat dinner?
Very, very early in the morning, like at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh.
So 1 in the morning is dinner. Breakfast is probably 2 in the afternoon.
It's going to blow my mind. I can't think about it.
She just eats what she needs to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You just got to eat, Hannah.
We don't label it.
You just eat when you can eat.
That's right.
Dang. All right. Well, Hannah, we want to get you paid so you can finally go to sleep and rest easy. Here's how Beat the Bank works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's got money. He's going to throw it your way. It's going to increase if you stay in there longer. So the longer you stay, the higher it goes. It can get up to $1,000. Your only job is to say stop. When you say stop, that's how much money you'll win. If it closes on you, you'll get nothing. Okay, Hannah?
Okay.
We don't want that.
No.
Al, how you feeling?
No, we don't.
How you feeling on your first day back?
Well, I'm not feeling great, but I'm not feeling bad.
You've also taken a lot of Benadryl.
I've taken a lot of Benadryl.
Yeah.
Feeling kind of drowsy right now. Uh-huh. But I'm going to say kind of medium. Not medium well, just medium.
It's medium. Okay.
All right.
All right, Hannah. Al feels medium.
That's how I'm feeling. I don't know, though. You go for your own thing.
Okay.
All right, baby.
All right, Hannah, here we go. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$180. $210. $300. $380. $410.
Shocking.
That was really shocking.
Oh, boy.
That was so close.
Yeah,
I bet you were.
Man, banker.
Sorry about that.
I'm greedy. I guess that $1,000 yesterday, he's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Pull the reins back a little bit.
I'm sorry it closed on you, Hannah.
I'm penny pinching now.
Oh, baby.
I know.
I'm sorry.
We feel you. All right, well, get some rest, okay, and have a good day at work when you wake up.
She'll never be able to sleep.
How's she supposed to sleep now?
She's going to keep thinking, I should have said stop.
Yeah.
Man.
Nobody ever thinks it's going to stop that early.
No.
At least you're optimistic it won't.
And again, these are all random, so you never know what turn you're going to get.
Yeah.
We'll play again in about 50 minutes. We'll beat the bank. Hopefully the banker's not as stingy that next round. Man. Oh. And we wanted to give her money so maybe she could invest in fun do or fun don't. We have a couple ideas that you may want to invest in.
Okay.
We'll give you what the product is or what the investment opportunity can be, because we scoured the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you decide if you want a fun do or fun don't.
I heard one might be pretty close to home.
It's the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.
Iggy Azalea joins us live in studio in about an hour, just over an hour. She'll be here.
Cool.
We're all excited. We'll also play Beat the Bank here in about 30 minutes. Unfortunately, the door closed last round.
Yeah.
Dang banker. So mad at him.
Yeah, she lost out.
And if you missed what's going on with celebrities, Kelly's got your back with the Showbiz Top 5. That'll come up in about an hour. About an hour, we'll hook you up with that.
Ish.
Pretty much everything's happening in about an hour.
Ish.
Everything is ish.
Yeah.
Hour-ish. All that good stuff. You know how you make money in this world? You got to invest wisely.
That's one way.
Take money to make money is what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of that because I hate losing money. But we want to hook you up, Kid Nation, with a segment we like to call Fund Do or Fund Don't.
Okay. This is from the website GoFundMe.
It could be GoFundMe.
Or different one.
It could be all those. There's plenty of websites that are trying to raise money out there. But that's one of them, Al.
Some raise money for meaningful things. Some raise money for chicken salad.
Sure. Of course. Here's our first product. Let's see if you want to invest in this thing right here.
Okay.
Titanium toothpicks. The smallest 100% titanium concealable toothpick.
Concealable,
Kelly.
It's like a weapon.
So embarrassing.
Yeah, you want to hide it just in case. The toothpick is hidden in a small 1-inch capsule that attaches to your keychain.
Huh.
Oh.
How cool is that?
And who doesn't have their keychain at all times, right? Titanium is a beautiful, extremely durable, high-quality, and long-lasting material, if you didn't know.
Huh.
So, these titanium toothpicks, people, they have a goal of $10,000.
Wow.
With 28 days left to raise this money. Big Al, fun do or fun don't?
You know what? I might fun do on that.
You might?
Because there's, you know, a lot of times when you're out, depending on what you eat, like barbecue, sometimes you don't feel that little piece right in between your teeth, that moment. Popcorn, you're at the movie theater. Who has a toothpick at the movie theater? Nobody.
Nobody does.
But if you had this little titanium toothpick on your keychain, you just whip your keys out.
But you got to keep cleaning it, right?
Oh, yeah.
We just wipe it off.
Just wipe it off.
Wiping it off is not going to completely clean it.
It's your junk. Enough. You know, you're not going to let anybody
else.
See,
I am very, what do you call it, resourceful. And the back of my earring works just as well.
Exactly.
The back of your earring?
Yeah.
I will bite off a fingernail if I need it to, like, get whatever out.
Sometimes I'll take a business card.
Hold on. You can't make fun of my using a nail when you use the back of your gross earring.
You tear off a fingernail to pick your teeth. It's a little bit grosser than using an earring back.
I've perfected the art.
Especially with dirty paws.
I've done it before, but I don't think I've ever done it for the purpose of, like, you know what I'm saying?
You've used a fingernail to pick your teeth. I mean, like a torn off one. I mean, I've used my fingernail attached to my finger.
Yeah. I've used a piece of hair.
To floss?
To floss?
My hair is so strong.
Yeah. That is crazy.
I've pulled out a whole piece of hair before to get it up between my teeth.
Huh.
I think my hair would just break.
Maybe.
That's crazy.
Sometimes
long
it does.
Yeah.
To floss.
Hmm.
But the nail's not that bad. It's not like I'm digging all the way up in my... It's just to get that little chunk out. But your earring, have you ever smelt it?
Have I ever smelled my earring?
Yeah, they can stink, Kelly.
Why are you smelling earrings?
Because I used to have earrings back in the day, and they used to smell. Even when you still have the holes from your ears.
Yeah, but...
That's, I don't know.
It's different for you. I feel like your little ear hole was always infected.
Jenna, fun do or fun don't on the toothpick?
I don't want it. I mean, I rarely use toothpicks. I don't want one.
All right.
It looks like a cute little weapon, though.
Yeah, it looks like a stabbing tool.
Yeah, I could use it to stab someone.
$10,000 goal, 28 days left. So far raised $7,817.
Wow.
They're well on their way to get that goal
on
right
their
there.
Way.
That's a fun do right there.
Yeah.
Up next.
Catchy music.
Yeah. Boy story. Cool boy action dolls. Now, I could tell you all about this, but... Why have me tell you when the creators can explain their own product themselves?
Hey, I'm Katie.
And I'm Kristen.
And together we've created Action Dolls, the first ever 18-inch doll and action figure combined.
I'm a mom of two boys, and I cooked up the idea of an action doll as I had searched for a cool boy doll for them to play with. I quickly learned that my options were basically limited to buying a girl doll, buying a baby doll, or nothing at all. There were no cool boy dolls out there.
Boy Story is here to change all that. The world of dolls should match our real world, filled with diverse boys and girls. Our action dolls are made to rumble and tumble. Their vinyl parts are easily wiped clean when they inevitably get dirty. Action dolls have sculpted hair that makes cleaning simple. The dolls are much more durable than dolls with hair, which cannot be washed or else they become frizzy and matted. We want kids to play and be free to take these dolls on all their adventures. Action dolls are 18 inches and fit standard doll clothes and accessories. This play will develop the type of lifelong skills that are beneficial to all children.
So it's basically an American Girl doll
for boys.
Why isn't there American Boy?
Remember back in the day they used to have My Buddy?
My buddy,
wherever I go, he goes.
Yeah, I
remember that. Kid sister. Remember those?
Uh-huh.
Kid sister and me.
And they were like this for boys?
Yeah, they had my buddy, and so that was for the boys. And then they had kid sister, and that was for the girls. Or if you were
a boy.
They went away, I guess.
Because nobody bought them. I just don't know if boys are naturally drawn to dolls like
as
girls
much,
are.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
they can't be. Some boys are. I just don't know if it's their natural inclination is to
American
play with
Girl
a doll.
Hasn't made American Boy.
Well, right? They've probably done studies, focus group, whatever, and asked people if they would buy them, and little kids say, or they tested them out, you know.
Yeah. Like I post pictures of my kids all the time, and I get people going like, "Way to just select what they get to have." You give the boy stuff, and the girl. I really do not. They choose their toys.
Yeah.
And my daughter gravitates towards the dolls. She just happens to do. I don't tell her that she needs the doll. She just wants it.
Even back in the day when I had a G.I. Joe, I don't recall like having a bond with
the big
G.I.
one?
Joe. Yeah.
The big action figure or the little ones that you could
put?
It
was like a foot.
Oh, the big one.
Tall.
Yeah,
yeah. But I don't remember having like a bond with it.
No, my bond was like with my teddy bear. That's what I did. Well. Their goal is $25,000 for Boy Story.
Okay.
They have 34 days left for this fun do or fun don't. Jenna?
Is this like me personally or I think they're going to reach their goal?
Would you fun do or fun don't?
Oh, I'm out.
You're out.
No, I don't want a little boy.
Kelly,
I just don't think that there's a mark. I mean, no.
Yeah.
No.
I agree. No fun for me.
We already had it
fun
with
don't.
My buddy, and that didn't work. So far, they raised $4,908. They're not close to their goal yet.
That's
so
a
far.
A lot of moms thinking their little boys, my little boy would love that.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
First thing your boy would do would be to decapitate it.
Of course.
Or bury it. Or
I did that to my Barbies. I cut their hair off. Yeah. I played with G.I. Joes. I like my Chucky doll.
My son takes off my daughter's Barbies and the Ken doll and switches them. He goes, look, a boy with boobs. And then we laugh. All right, let's continue with fun do or fun don't.
Okay.
This one's a GoFundMe page.
Uh-huh.
I'll just read you what it is.
Uh-huh.
This is the description on the page. It was just an ordinary day. Then I noticed my eyeballs were itchy. Was it a result from the Kelly Raspberry birthday bash and all the work?
Oh, my gosh.
Was it an emotional letdown created by Blake not coming to have a beer with me, perhaps? Whatever the reason, it has forced me to miss only the second day of work in over 20 years. Please help me find a cure for my eyeballs. Goal. $100,000.
Why not?
For a cure for eyeballs.
Why
that is,
not?
Sure.
That's a GoFundMe page set up called Fix Big Al's Eyes.
You.
Al Mack.
You sat at home and made a GoFundMe page for yourself?
I was like, I don't know what. I guess I was on Facebook or something and I saw one. I'm like, oh, I'm sick. You know, it was just a joke. It was just like a little something to do for y'all to talk about.
A lot of people didn't think I was funny.
No. Yeah,
they didn't? Yeah. We have some comments?
Yeah.
Like what?
Oh.
There was a lady
I'm
on
insulted.
There.
I'm insulted.
Yeah, there was a lady on there who had set one up for her brother, and they hadn't raised any money, and he really does need a procedure, and they hadn't raised anything in like 50 days, and Al, within an hour, had like 75 bucks.
Like $55.
Now, yeah. And Al, you did donate $40.
I made my own donation to kick
I
it off.
I thought it started off with 10.
It was 10.
Oh, it was $10?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I had to sweeten the pot, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Alex the intern, our old intern Alex.
Oh,
Alex the intern
okay.
contributed 40. Okay. Some people assumed, and you did not say you would,
yeah.
donate this money to Kids Kids.
I didn't expect to get any, first of all. $100,000, really, to fix Big Al's.
Well, where does it stand right now?
I think like 150, 160.
You are now up to $170.
$170.
Wow. What are you going to do with
I
want to
talk to some
money.
Of these people that have been donating.
What?
I bet they assume he's going to donate.
Yeah, I'll donate.
Is that what it
probably
is?
Think.
Does it say that you're going to donate it anywhere?
No. It's for Big Al's eyeballs.
I don't even know how to get it. I've never had a GoFundMe before.
You don't even know how to get the money?
No.
Did you know that when you donated your money to yourself, you basically went under because you got to give $10 to GoFundMe?
Really? Huh.
Yeah.
What?
So when you gave $10
to
yourself.
What if you get $5? What do you mean?
They take 10%.
They take a percentage.
A percent.
Yeah.
Well, that's $1 then.
Yeah, but you gave your, so this is, you have $10 that you gave to yourself on the website, but you lost $1 from it already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. It was a joke. It was just a bit.
It was a dollar. It's a cheap joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to do it in time for you guys to see it and talk about it yesterday on the show, but you guys, I guess you didn't like my bit. kind of like when I'm here.
we actually didn't see it until later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
GoFundMe page. What are you going to do with the money? You're going to donate it?
I'll donate it. If y'all want me to.
Well,
no, I honestly didn't expect to get any in the first place.
Well, now
sure,
that you
I'll donate
did.
It. I'll match it. How about that?
Yeah.
As long as it's not over, like, you know.
Oh, Al, just, you just said you'll match it.
I'll match it.
Just said
he did. If somebody donates
now
like $50,000, then.
Yeah. You might have made more money back if you made it instead of Fix Big Al's. Get the money back I spent from the Vanilla Ice experience.
Yeah.
You would have gotten your
I
money back.
I would have donated that one.
Yeah, I would have hooked you up on that one.
Right.
When I had a son, I thought homie would get my back with everything.
I don't know. He's proved that he is not 100% loyal to you.
He has shown his allegiance to his mother now.
Again?
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time, Al. And they want me to do something I thought I wasn't going to do anymore.
Oh, what is it?
I'll tell you what it is next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Just about 15 minutes away from round two of Beat the Bank.
Nice, 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 nice.
We should be less than an hour away from Iggy Azalea in studio.
Ish.
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 About 30 minutes away from the Showbiz Top 5 to catch you up with all the celebrity gossip.
It's a lot more show, man.
Yeah. Our boy Big Al Mack is back after missing work for the first time in years yesterday.
Yes, back. I still feel like that kind of spacey feeling. I don't know how to describe it. But
The first time you missed work, they had to send people to your house, right, Al?
Yes.
Because you just didn't announce anything. You just didn't show up.
Yeah, I just didn't show up.
Wouldn't answer the phone.
Yeah. Kelly was scared.
And then I was mad.
And then you were mad at him. Of course you were. Because then you found out he was okay.
Yeah, I was just contract then.
Your eyeballs are all good?
Eyeballs are a lot better.
They're not puffy, but they're still a little red, a little pink.
A little leaky.
I tell you what. If you would have sworn something was going on with me, like drug-wise, you had seen me yesterday this time, because my eyes were red. I mean, it was
bad.
Really bad.
And Kelly Raspberry celebrated. Al missed Kelly's birthday show yesterday.
But he did so much.
Yeah.
For Vanilla Ice, I forgive that.
He made up for it with the party he threw you.
Absolutely.
But you did go out to dinner with the boyfriend yesterday and your daughter.
Yes.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Exactly what he sounds like.
And what did he do at dinner, Kelly, that got everybody going like, what?
Well, first of all, he shows up with, an armful of 39 roses because, you know, this was a milestone year for me. For me. And because my daughter's 9, he showed up with 9 for her.
Aww.
I know, right? And we had red velvet cake. He got me, he went and got this calendar, a flip calendar made for starting in this month with all of our pictures on it for a whole year. And then he got a frame picture of us.
Gosh, I know, that's awesome, but it will be awkward to have that calendar if things don't work out.
No, we're good,
Oh, Jenna.
And he got me an Apple TV.
He got you an Apple TV?
Oh, man.
Because we have Netflix, but we can only watch it on our phone and little iPad because I don't have a TV that's modern enough or whatever.
Dude, it's real deal.
Got an Apple TV.
Kelly will not know how to work that for about 5 months.
He'll show me.
It's easy.
He'll show me.
She got it.
And then what were you asking?
And
we went to dinner.
What did he do with the wallet, though?
My daughter picked out this little Italian restaurant, so we went there.
Get to the magic.
And at the end of dinner, he said, well, you know, Emma Kelly, obviously, you're getting this. And she said, I don't have any money. You're supposed to pay for everything. He said, well, it's a good thing I have money to burn. And he opened his wallet and flame shot out.
Fire!
And everybody in the restaurant that was nearby went, what was that? And then started laughing because, you know, he closed it immediately and said, what?
That is awesome.
Alan is a magician.
He's a magician.
What's his magic name you came up with?
Well, I've been trying to guess it because he hasn't revealed it, and I think it's Abracadalan.
That's good.
I love that name. That's not it.
Abracadalan.
Great Alenzo.
Is it the great something?
What?
No, it's not that.
Not the great something?
He does have a magician name.
He does have a magician.
He does have kid. Does he do kids' parties?
Well, he hasn't, but I guess he would.
Did all his money burn?
No, it was all fine.
That'd be so funny cool. If his wallet burned. Yeah. He's like, Kelly, you got this?
It was all fine.
What if we turned on the 10 o'clock news and Kelly Raspberry's boyfriend started a fire at a local restaurant?
Yeah, that would be
Alinda.
Hilarious. Local magician.
Local magician.
Set your restaurant ablaze.
Yeah, I'm going to need to hire him for future kids' parties.
Yeah.
Or mine, maybe my birthday. I'll have a small little shindig.
The kids,
for mine.
Kids send off. There's a plethora of possibilities here.
His specialty is card tricks, I believe.
Okay.
Sleight of hand.
He's going to teach us.
Can he pickpocket and do things like that?
I bet you he could.
Like get Al's watch off?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I love when they can do that.
Yeah.
And they
talented
just
guy, but they never reveal the secret.
He will.
He said he'd teach
He'll
JC
teach us
some.
A couple, though.
He,
not like
he was
the best
like,
ones.
If he really wants to learn, I'll teach him a couple.
Oh, I can't wait.
What's your magician name going to be?
Jaceini.
Jaceini?
The great Jaceini?
The great Jaceini.
I actually kind of like that. That fits.
Jaceini.
Jaceini. I don't know.
I like that, actually.
Like that.
Welcome to the Jaceini Show. I do hip-hop magic.
You got to throw some Mexican in there.
El Jaceini.
El Jaceini.
There you go.
Something Mexican.
Abra Chupacabra.
I like that, too.
I like that.
Abra Chupacabra.
That's good.
That could be your magic. You know, you have to make the kids say something magic.
Yeah.
Abra Chupacabra.
I can't wait for my...
Come up.
Oh, my gosh. You guys could do a dual show.
I'm so leaving radio.
Back and forth.
I'm going to go have a Vegas show. Off the strip at first. Off the strip.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll move on to the strip.
Yeah. Get your residency.
Yeah. Kason will be my sidekick.
Open for J-Lo.
Or maybe Kason won't be my sidekick because he doesn't get my back anymore.
Really?
Why?
We were watching a commercial yesterday, and it was one where they show like YouTube videos, and it was a video of the baby that where they're ripping the paper, and he's laughing uncontrollably.
Mm-hmm.
And they were sitting off to the side of the room, and both the kids look over, and they're like, what's that? And I'm like, oh, we can watch it on YouTube. So I bust out all these YouTube videos. Charlie bit my finger, the kid with the rip, all the funny baby ones. And they're loving it. And Kason puts his hand over the iPad and goes, Papa, I need you to have another baby.
What?
And Kenzie's in the middle of her. She's talking. And she looks over and she goes, yes. And I was like, no. And Kason goes, nope, I need you to have a baby. And I said, well, we need a reason for why you want a baby.
New baby.
So he goes, okay. Gets up and leaves. Comes back 15 minutes later with his little computer that doesn't type anything. And he's giving me a presentation. He goes, I need a new baby, Papa, because my sister does not dress up like Batgirl anymore.
Oh.
And because I need to make funny YouTube videos so that I can get famous.
There you go. That's a very practical reason. A lofty right goal.
He wants to become YouTube famous already.
Just like his daddy.
Well, I'm not there yet.
But that's what you want to do.
Yeah. So now my wife started pushing that maybe we should have another baby because the babies want babies.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
It's your family. You go ahead. But, man.
That's what I said. I said, man.
You're a handful.
But you're getting this great big new house. How many bedrooms?
Four.
Four.
Well, one of them we want to make an office. Or my man room.
He wants a workout room.
Well, should I have another baby, Kelly? I trust you.
I mean, if I could, I would love to have another one.
If it does,
three.
Love it.
Three, Al.
All under five and a half.
That gets
or whatever.
Expensive. Isn't it already expensive?
Yeah, but once you have two, what's another one? I mean, you know, what's another one?
I can't surpass Al for most babies on the show.
I'm sure you can.
You got a long way to go. You're not anywhere near the ballpark.
So you're considering it. I thought you were going to snip snippy.
I was. That's what I wanted to do. But then my son wants one. I thought they would not want to have babies. But thanks to Chloe not wanting to dress up.
JC does everything his son says, including letting him tattoo his arm.
Yeah. No, he drew it. I thought that was my idea. But he wants a baby. So I'm going to post a Twitter poll.
Fun do or fun don't?
Babe do or babe don't?
Oh, my goodness. Everybody's going to say do.
I know they will. My wife will be happy with that.
I would say don't, but it's not my business. Have another baby if you want. I just think that
it's so hard.
It is hard to have a little baby again.
They say if you can have two, you can have eight.
You gotta look at your tribe, dude. That's a tribe.
I am Mexican though.
If you have that third, you'll wonder, you know, how you wouldn't be able to imagine life without that.
Yeah,
third.
Of course.
So
I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, we're very interested.
It's a work in progress.
All right.
But coming up next, it's time for round two of Beat the Bank. We had the door closed earlier. We don't want that to happen again. Hopefully the banker's in a better mood. We'll find out when we play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time to play Beat the Bank again. And we want a winner this hour because the banker was a mean one last hour.
Please.
Had the door closed. We're looking for caller number 11 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll play Beat the Bank as soon as we get you on the phone. Thank you for helping me out with my future magic career, Kid Nation.
What do you mean?
I got a text message from my new tagline. Tagline can be, now Jay see me, now you don't.
I like that.
I can't wait for Alan to teach me magic, Kelly. Thanks, Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
I know you are.
He's very excited to have an apprentice.
Do you think he could teach all of us and then we put on a show?
What, you know, I mean, you can't be—he can't be sharing his magic with everyone.
That's
true. Makes it less special.
I know some magic card tricks, but that's it, and that's not that entertaining in front of a huge group of people.
Maybe he can saw you in half, JC.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think he's developed that skill.
Oh,
it's mostly card tricks and apparently fire.
The fire
and
out of
mind
the wallet.
Reading. He does mind reading.
Whoa!
Wait, mind reading.
That's not just a
magic
trick.
That's dangerous.
Yeah,
he can read your mind.
Yeah.
So when he asks you where you want to go eat.
He knows.
No, not that kind of mind reading. Like guessing what card you're thinking about mind
reading. Oh, okay.
I was going to say, you'll never have that scene from The Notebook where they're arguing. What do you want?
No, we're the worst about this. That's the worst decision for couples to make, isn't it? Where are you going to eat?
Oh,
yeah. It's the worst.
It's like the biggest dilemma ever.
That's probably the number one thing my wife and I fight over.
It's just ridiculous, but nobody can ever decide. It's like you're not really hungry, but you sort of are, but you don't have a taste for anything, but you kind of think, but you know you don't want this.
Right. And then what do you end up doing? Going to the same place you always go to.
Yeah. And the number one worst answer is, I don't care. You just pick.
Oh, don't ever say
that. And then the other person picks. And then the person hates. No, I don't want to go there.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get restaurants. I'm going to write them down on pieces of paper. Put them in little strips. Put them in a bowl. And we're just going to draw. That's what I'm going to do.
That couple months that I dated someone, what we would do this successfully, we would be like, okay, it's your turn. Give me three. And then I'll pick one of the three.
That's smart.
Someone's to say three and then someone else to pick.
It's a great idea.
That is so
smart.
Yeah,
it was the one way we got along, yeah.
So Nick Jonas was driving girls around in England on the other side because they have the steering wheel on the right side, which is weird.
Across the pond.
And they were playing Snog, Marry, or Avoid with Miley Cyrus.
Because the other one's just too violent.
Yeah, so Snog, Marry, Avoid with Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato, and Kate Hudson. And Nick played along.
Of course.
That's funny. All right, so we already established that I already kissed Miley a long time ago. Yeah. So we can avoid her.
That's politically correct.
Yeah.
Demi and I are really good friends. I'd probably marry her just because you want to marry your best friend, even though that's kind of weird to say that. But I watched her one of these that she did, and she said she'd marry me, so we can have to pay it back. And then I guess Snog Kate Hudson.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah. I mean, he answered it very well.
Without explanation. You notice how he explained the other two? Just going to leave that there with Kate Hudson.
But I thought that already happened, maybe, possibly.
Well, that's why he
didn't want to explain it.
They're keeping that on the down low.
Yep.
And then Nick revealed what he's kind of insecure about. And he said he's not loving his teeth, he says.
Does it bother you when people go on about your front teeth?
It used to really bother me. I used to be really insecure about my teeth, which is why I don't usually smile with my teeth in pictures. They're just not very straight, and it kind of bothers me. But now, years later, and at 23, I really don't care at all. Because it doesn't matter. It's the reality. But someone sent me a picture on Twitter the other day, and it was just of my front teeth. And it said, ha, 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 never noticed this before.
Oh, jeez.
I've never noticed a problem with his teeth.
I hadn't either, but I guess we all have insecurities. Yeah. Al, what are you most insecure about?
Probably my teeth as well.
Your teeth as well?
Yeah, they're not as straight as I would like everybody else in my family, but that's cool.
I mean, they're not bad.
They're terrible.
But. Guys can get away with things like that, you know?
The teeth?
Teeth being a little crooked, it's charming. Or gaps between the teeth. Scars. Or scars on their face. Ooh. Like, yeah. I actually like all that. I think it's so
sexy.
Adorable. It's sexy. It gives you character. But if a girl has really screwed up teeth.
Wow, you rock an eye patch? Like, come on.
You feeling the eye patch, Kelly?
Yeah.
Kelly's into the pirates.
Wow, Alan, the one-eyed magician.
Yes.
I still don't get why Fetty Wap doesn't wear, like, he could wear, like, a cool bedazzled eye patch and stuff. But he rocks his eye.
Yeah, like a grill for the eye.
Yeah. He rocks it.
Bedazzled? You just said bedazzled.
Yeah, well, what do you do to him? Bling it?
Bling it.
Yeah.
Or in your case, bedazzle it.
Rhinestones.
All
right. Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Democratic debate. New York tonight. What the hell is left for them to debate about? I mean, really. Beat the bank. Beat the bank.
Yeah.
I mean, what is really?
Can we just keep it going?
Can we just do the election now?
What is left
honestly,
for them to debate
about? Honestly, is anybody still on the fence?
What is left for them to debate about? Haven't we discussed it all pretty much? Anyway.
I can't be on the fence yet if Donald hasn't built it, Kelly.
No, he's going to build a wall.
More of a wall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference.
But nobody wants to pay for it.
Donald will pay for it.
No, he won't. He said he wants Mexico to pay for it. And Mexico's like, no, we're not paying for it. So now who's going to pay for it? Nobody. Switzerland. let's meet our contestant this hour, Megan Wild. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Good, good.
So awesome.
Megan Wild.
Wow, are you wild, girl?
I used to be before marriage and kids.
That's what happened, right?
So you married the wild name.
Yes, I did.
You married the wild thing.
I did.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Break it down, JC.
Yeah, right.
All right. What are you up to, Megan?
I am actually just got to work.
Oh, really? What do you do?
I'm a registered nurse service coordinator. I authorize in-home nursing services for special needs kiddos.
Aww.
Yeah.
Our listeners do such good things.
Good work.
That's so cool.
Good stuff.
And then, is it? What do you do after you get everything set? You can chill?
No.
There's plenty to do?
You just set the schedule and kick back the rest of the day?
Just make sure that they have everything that they need to live as normal life as possible. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah. That's awesome, Megan. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we want you to win some money here. I'm sure you heard Beat the Bank an hour ago.
Yeah.
Didn't go so well. Didn't go for so our last player.
Banker was saucy today. But
how's Big Al feeling?
Oh, how you feeling, Al?
I'm feeling optimistic, and I'm feeling greater than good. Not great. Greater than good.
Okay.
So gooder.
Gooder. Yeah, let's just
feeling gooder today.
I'm feeling gooder. Feeling
greater than good, but not great.
Feeling gooder.
Greater than good.
Than good,
but not great.
Goodish.
Goodish.
Goodish. Yeah, good-ish. We're all ish
today.
There you go.
Very ish.
Jenna, can you tell Megan how to play the game, even though I'm sure she knows?
Yeah, sure, Megan. Quickly, we're going to throw you in the vault. The banker's going to throw dollar amounts your way, steadily increasing. The longer you stay in there, the more you stand to get. But that vault closes on you before you say stop. You get nothing. So just say stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go.
Sounds good. Megan, you got this. Let's see how you do. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$90. Ooh. $200.
Yeah.
$260. $370. $490. $620. $700.
Okay. Oh, okay. Finish it off there.
$750
for you, Megan Wild.
That's greater than good. That is greater.
That is greater than good.
That is gooder.
That's actually great, I'd say.
That's great.
$750.
That is gooder.
Yeah, it's gooder.
That is gooder.
Definitely gooder.
What are you gonna do with $750 there, Megan?
I'm probably going to use it to buy some baby stuff. We're expecting that second baby in July.
Oh, congratulations. Do you already have a name picked out?
We didn't find out the gender, so we're going to be surprised.
Doing it the old-fashioned way.
But you still have names picked out, don't you?
Yeah. If it's a boy, we're going to name him Braxton. And if it's a little girl, we're going to name her Tegan.
Tegan.
I like that name.
Those are both cute.
Yeah.
So, and yes, JC, I think you should have another baby.
Every opinion counts.
All right, only if you have a third after this one, Megan.
Okay, I'll let you know.
No, I wasn't expecting that so soon. Megan, just for fun, you already got your $750, but we would like to see how high it could have gone, just for fun, okay?
Okay.
$940.
Ooh, no. It's going to shut.
It's going all the way.
Right. Hey, you bailed out at the right time, Megan. Yep. Well done. Well,
you played it well, young lady.
Congratulations on your $750 and your baby. And
thank you so much.
Keep us posted on if you have a boy or a girl.
I will. Thank you guys so much. You have a great day.
You too.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So, Kid Nation. Slight announcement. Slight change to the plans.
Okay.
Iggy Azalea is running late.
All right.
Oh, how late?
Well, there's horrible traffic because they're doing construction on the dang freeway out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, my guesstimate?
Tomorrow.
So, what we're going to do, she's probably not going to be able to make it till after we're done with the show. So, we're not going to talk to Iggy right now. But we will talk to her after the show, and we'll play you that interview tomorrow.
Okay.
Is that a good deal?
That sounds good.
I know, Jenna. I know. You wanted to meet her.
Well, I'm still going to meet her in like 15 minutes,
No, because
right?
We're going to have to ask you to go buy us lunch.
I get the boot. All right. Yeah. Either way, that's cool.
You know, upset.
I bought her a bacon, egg, and cheese burrito thing.
Oh, you can still give it to her.
And a piece of cake and a muffin.
Okay.
Not knowing what her taste buds were like today.
Yeah, you definitely can meet her later.
Okay.
Justin.
Yes. Hello.
Justin's excited to meet Iggy.
I am so excited that she's coming. Oh, my goodness. First things first, though, everyone listen. She is the realist.
realist.
I love her. I-G-G-Y. Now, Gigi, work, huh?
She's so tardy.
Oh, she is. She's a little bit late, but that's fine.
Because she can be.
You know what?
Diva.
When you're an artist, of that stature.
Yes.
You got to be looking right.
That's right.
You got to be ready to go.
I don't want to see Iggy without her being her full Igginess. No.
Yes, makeup all on point. It's going to be good when she's here.
We don't want just Iggy. We want Iggy Azalea.
I know.
We want the whole thing.
I want Iggy on blast.
Yeah, she's probably running a little late because she's trying to get her her shorts tailored and because her butt's so big.
You know how hard it is to slick a ponytail back to that point of perfection. I've tried slicking back a ponytail. I got too many baby hairs and things sticking up. No.
Yeah.
She's always typical perfection.
And she's so nice too, so I'm so excited. Like when she comes, hopefully she'll twerk with me maybe just a little bit.
Oh.
I know.
The good news is she might be listening right now, Justin.
Oh my goodness. Hello, Iggy.
So and your plan is to become like BFFs with her.
Yeah, BFFs for sure. Yeah. Well, and we're going to slay.
Look at what happened with you and Tyra Banks.
I mean, yeah,
there was
exactly.
a real connection
I know.
There.
Me and her go down in the DM sometime, so...
So, you have a date tonight.
You're, yes. Okay.
You have a date?
Iggy, I do have a date.
Iggy, I know you're listening. Listen to why Justin would be the greatest best friend of all time.
Listen, okay, because I'm going on a date tonight with a friend, and she's a girl, and I'm going to a formal. She asked me, yeah. And I'm the perfect date because a gay guy is always going to be a girl's best date.
Boom.
Because we know how to dance. We
yes.
know how to salsa. We know how to pop, lock, and drop
and
it, and we can twerk it.
And you don't expect nothing at the end of the
No, I know.
Kelly,
that's
don't.
The best part.
Honey Raspberry's been saying this for years.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'll drop you off and say hello, good night, bye. And then not expect anything. And then we can just talk about it on Instagram or on social media the next
I'm
day.
I'm a little bummed because I thought I was working at you being my gay bestie.
Yeah, yeah, we are. Me and you are. Me and Kelly are. Me and Elena are. JC,
but you're
you
not,
can
she
use
wants
one
to
too.
Be the yeah. only yeah. one. See,
no,
she's
I'm,
done it for only.
No, I'm
no,
fine sharing.
We're not collectibles, guys. We're not.
I'm fine sharing, but
no
I want some sort of gay bestie
priority.
Monogamy.
You want priority.
No, I want some... Oh. I want, yeah, sure, priority, yes. I guess.
Now, have you noticed how Justin has become the most in-demand male here at the office?
Because?
I didn't realize,
fun.
I didn't realize he was gay. I didn't know.
What?
What? This is blowing
you
my
had
mind.
No idea, Big Al? Even when those hugs that I gave you at Kelly's birthday?
They lasted
I gave
a little
you some nice
long.
Sensual hugs.
Oh, wait a minute.
And do, are girls cool? When you're super honest with them, because like if Al and I are super honest,
yeah,
Kelly gets mad at us. You know, you will get mad if we get super honest.
Justin,
what do you need to be super honest about?
Exactly.
You just, well, no, no. For,
wait.
Okay, because gay
what
guys
you...
are going to tell you the truth. They're
yeah.
going to tell you if your outfit's not on point
oh,
or not,
okay.
or
Justin
if it's
has
like
made
clean.
Kelly a little mad a couple of times.
Just a little bit. What? When?
Didn't you say that thing about the sweater?
Oh, the sweater. Oh, my goodness. That was
forgotten.
Sweater. I didn't say anything bad about the
no,
sweater.
No, the thing I love about Justin is when he appreciates what you're wearing, he tells you.
Yes.
Yes.
And makes you feel good.
Or
a lot of people will just, you know, not say anything. They're just like, oh, it's a cute outfit, but they won't say anything.
Yeah.
He lets you know
yeah.
you really look sharp today, and I appreciate that.
You're
what did
welcome.
You say about a sweater that made me mad?
It was that penny sweater, Kelly. And I was like, Kelly, can
penny
I take a picture of you in that nice sweater so
mm-hmm.
we can post it on social media?
Right.
But I didn't say anything bad, but you said, oh, my goodness, it looked better on the mannequin. It won't look that good on me. And then I said a joke. I said, you know what, Kelly, because I was just like so done with you, like not thinking that you look good because you were looking good in
yeah,
that sweater.
Yeah, he was fed up with Kelly hating on herself.
And I said, you know what, Kelly, you're right. Take it off and let's take a picture with Jenna wearing the sweater.
Oh, okay.
And I was standing there and I
See,
just
and
walked
I blocked
away.
That
it was
out.
Like his first
yeah.
week here.
Yeah.
I know. And then whenever I walked out, Amy and Elena were like, Justin, you did not just tell that to Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
but it's fine.
It out. It was. I was so angry.
He's
I had
honest,
blackout.
Though.
That's probably.
What, what did you? What did you tell Elena about her jeans today?
Her jeans today.
What, did you say something about somebody's jeans?
Retired.
See, the thing is that he doesn't even realize.
You don't remember.
I don't
people,
remember. Sometimes
past.
I just say something and then I don't remember.
The thing about you is you don't tend. You're not intending to offend, but sometimes you're honesty
yeah, I just
in
so
descriptions.
Honest.
He
yeah.
always will. He's the guy that will always say, "You know who you look like
mm-hmm.
to a stranger,"
yeah,
and it's
yeah.
not always a compliment.
One time for my boss, she was wearing some sandals and they were really cute. And I saw her. I said, "Look at you wearing some cute shoes for once."
Oh,
it was a compliment, in my mom.
Is that the lady that fired you at the apartment complex?
Yes, sir. Yes, it was.
He
last
told
day.
The security guard when we were going to interview Tori Kelly outside of the venue, who's like, "Do you guys know where you're going?" And I was being nice. You
yeah.
know, you're nice to security guards. Like, yes, we're just waiting here. He goes, "Oh, you got that beard." He was an older white guy with a huge beard. And he was like, "You're looking like Gandalf up in
looking
here."
Like,
and like,
looking like Gandalf off of retirement with a long gray beard and a ponytail. And then I was just so happy about that compliment. I thought it was a compliment. And then Jenna turns over to the side and she goes,
not a compliment.
Don't say that ever again.
This
out
guy
loud.
Looked like he like worked for Metallica. You know, he did not like. Maybe he didn't get it.
He probably doesn't even know what that is.
I think he liked it. He looked a little slow.
Oh, Justin kept it so real. At Kelly's birthday. He's gonna show up here and whoop your butt.
Probably cast a spell on me. No, you shout out.
At Kelly's birthday, the first thing, because Justin shows up and he's stylish. He's looking right.
He is stylish.
I didn't dress up for your show, for your birthday party. Because it was Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, it's outside, parking lot.
So I went a little 90s feel with it.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh,
yeah.
Like today?
I did. Yeah, like today. The 90s are back in, apparently,
because
with style.
You wear flannel plaid daily?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. But that night, I had jeans with a shirt, long shirt, and a flannel tied around my waist because it was a little warmer than I expected.
Like, he's a Bieber backup dancer.
Yes, he was. That's exactly what it was.
See? So everybody's wearing it.
No, not guys should not be wearing flannel around the waist.
Thank you. That's to cover your hips.
Yeah. I'm excited about Justin finally being there, and I see him. I'm like, hey, Justin. He doesn't say hi, JC. He goes, good to see you. He looks at me, puts his hand on his hip, and he goes, JC.
Uh-huh.
No,
ma'am.
No.
That's very helpful.
It is.
I told him, I saw this flannel around his waist, and JC, you got a great body, and you cover your waist, waist, up with this stupid flannel around your waist, and I don't like it at all. Like, you're covering your butt, and we're there to see it. So you need to not have the flannel around
your
waist.
We're all here to see your butt, JC.
I know.
We're all here to see it.
And I told you, I said, take it off, and he goes, if you got a problem with it, bring it up with Kenzie.
Yeah.
And then he did. Justin told me he hurt Kenzie's feelings.
I told Kenzie.
What'd you tell my wife?
I said, listen, Kenzie, JC is not a girl fan for Justin Bieber. He doesn't need to be wearing the flannel. And she goes, really? I think it's cute. And then she walked away. And then she walked away. And I was like, okay, Kenzie, you're right. Maybe JC should just wear the flannel around his waist. But me knowing that it's an obvious fangirl look, I don't appreciate it.
Did you like my look, Al?
I don't remember what you were wearing.
I don't remember what you were wearing either.
I have no...
Just jeans with a flannel around the waist.
Did you
like my look?
Exactly.
Now I'm worried that Justin, since we're close, now he's not being honest with me.
No, I'm always honest whenever we get closer. And so, Jenna, like, you have no flaws with your looks.
Oh,
so
thank
you. Just let you know.
Really?
And neither does Kelly, because Kelly knows how to wear a dress. She always does.
Okay.
Well, you know, my legs are my best feature, so I try to highlight them when I can.
Oh, my goodness. Listen here, Kid Nation. If you've seen Kelly in a nice dress... Look at those legs. I just wanted to take a picture of my head next to her legs. They're like goddess legs. So tall, so bronze.
I do remember you saying you wanted to, well, they were bronze because of fake tan. Yeah. But I remember you saying you wanted to get a picture of my legs. Did you get one that night?
I think you should put your head between her legs. It'd be a great photo.
I wanted to. And then people were like, that might be a little bit creepy. And I was like, yeah, Justin, I don't want to rub people the wrong way. So maybe not a picture next to Kelly's legs.
I would be
legs.
Fine with that.
Question for the ladies and Justin. Because I know a girl that just started dating a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she likes him. He's a nice dude.
But.
She's not digging his attire. And my wife told her, you could change him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you go about changing a guy's wardrobe? Do you have to buy him stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yourself?
Probably so.
Yeah. Well, you have to compliment him when he wears something you do like.
Yes.
Because men pick up on that. Oh, she likes this. I'm going to wear more of this.
Mm-hmm. But what if we don't
have
it?
Very complimentary of what you do like.
Right. Or if you see something on TV.
After a little while, you can't just start off buying presents because that's a little bit too much too soon. But after a couple months, you could be out like, oh, I was buying something. I saw this and I just thought of you.
Yeah.
And you give it to him like for no special
reason. I'll gradually do it.
Yes.
You have to do it organically, whether it's you're flipping through a magazine, a GQ, you're somewhere together and you point out something and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this. Do you like this kind of look? You look so good in this kind of thing. And then you see if he picks up on it. But some guys love, like they own what they wear. They're like, I love my style.
They are.
And they don't look good.
But
so we have the permission. We have permission to look at a hot girl and say, "Baby, you would look great in that."
Sure, I guess it goes both ways.
It goes both ways.
No, I don't think so.
Really do that.
Or I think girls appreciate it more whenever they're wearing a nice outfit and a guy's just like, "Wow, that looks great on you." It makes them want to wear it again. But for guys, I've been more blunt, honest. I was like, "No one can see your butt. It looks flat. Like this shirt looks like a trash bag. So let's go take you shopping and get you some nice clothes."
I tried so hard to get ex-boyfriend in a denim shirt and look, he's standing right next to me.
Oh my goodness, look.
You did.
You need to take JC shopping, do a little shopping spree.
There you go.
Yeah. Really post the pictures on Kid Nation, what you would like.
JC loves his style.
Yeah.
But he can show you how he would like to dress you. You can go and be his little mannequin for the day.
He said he likes the pants that you guys don't like on me. Justin says
I did like them.
I bought you a pair of those faux leather joggers.
Those are not everyday wear, Jenna.
They were vegan joggers.
Vegan joggers. They're so tight, too.
I would put JC in some tighter shirts to show his nipples just a little bit more.
See, I can't win. I can't win because you guys make fun of tight shirts. Then I get bigger shirts.
But if Justin gives you a seal of approval, we'll look at it differently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two thumbs up. We'll have a vote.
And Justin, you're auditioning for a dance troupe?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So the Blue Rhythm Dancers were here, and then me and the homegirl, who's like the choreographer, we hit it off in the back while I was eating some tacos, just throwing them back, and she thought I was really funny, and she thought I would be great to audition for the show, because remember you had me come in here and twerk it out for her?
Yeah.
So I scrambled up some eggs for
her. Justin's a great dancer. We did a dance class together. You're really good.
Yeah, I'm really good.
We spent New Year's Eve together. I saw you.
Oh, yes, we did.
So you could potentially become a professional dancer.
Yeah, like legit.
When are you auditioning?
For pay. Huh?
When
This Sunday. And I'm trying to figure out a song and to dance to. And I don't know if
Team by Iggy Azalea.
That's exactly what I was thinking of, too. Because that music video is everything. And they've got the whole group in there dancing. And Iggy Azalea's got a ponytail. And when she flips that hair and it follows her with it, I'm like, work it, Iggy Azalea.
That's a great video. Maybe Iggy can give you some tips so you can perform your best on Sunday.
Yes, maybe.
Get your little man bun, flip it back and forth.
Yeah.
Show me how to accentuate my body more.
What would you do to fix Al's style, Justin?
You know what? A lot of people are always hating on Al's style, I love his style. It's so colorful and it's so pretty. Nothing matches, but it goes with like how he leads his life.
That's you.
So I think it's perfect.
Nothing adds up.
There you go.
I'm going to take that compliment.
You're welcome, Big Al. I love it.
My favorite is when he wears all camo, and he's like, you think this is too much camo? And it's like different shit. He has camo
shirt,
shoes, a jeans with a
yellow camo.
I'm surprised y'all could even
black
see
camo.
Me when I'm, you know.
Green camo. We're over there.
All right.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.